Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. Now from Columbus, here's Marty Bannister.
Back on June 13th, the OHSAA announced the new regional alignments for the 2019 football playoffs. This weekend, those 28 regional champions will be crowned and move on to the state semifinals. Welcome to this week's edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. I'm Marty Bannister, and thanks for being with us for the next 30 minutes as we set the scene across Ohio for this week's playoff games. In this week's show, we'll talk with OHSAA Football Administrator Bo Rugg about those state semifinals, and we'll break down all 28 regional finals. Divisions 1, 2, 3, and 6, they'll play on Friday nights. Divisions 4, 5, and 7, those schools play on Saturday. A reminder, unless otherwise noted, all games kick at 7 o'clock. First of all, let's step aside for these messages from the Ohio High School Athletic Association. And when we come back, we'll get into our conversation with Bo Rugg. You're listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
You're invited to be a part of the greatest weekend in high school football, the OHSAA State Championships in Canton, Ohio. Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium hosts all seven title games, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Make it a weekend to remember with the state finals and the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Log on to the football page at OHSAA.org for information on the playoffs, championship games, and tickets. Don't miss your chance to be a part of history.
Here's to the ones who put in the work. The no days off rise and grind warriors who live by the oath of my body is my temple. And when their temple needs to rebuild after a long workout, athletes of all types choose low-fat chocolate milk. It's delicious and contains the right mix of protein and carbs to help refuel exhausted muscles. Chocolate milk turns Motivation Monday into Flex Friday. Crush your goals with the help of a real recovery drink. Try it for yourself. Built with chocolate milk. The official beverage of high school sports is brought to you by the American Dairy Association Mideast.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my longstanding goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And welcome back to this week's show. This is Marty Bannister for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show, which is being brought to you by Chocolate Milk. Fuel up with chocolate milk. By Max Preps, the official stats and scores provider of the OHSAA. Spectrum News 1, always Ohio, always refreshing, and always on Channel 1. By the Ohio National Guard, it's time to learn what you're made of. By Jet's Pizza, the official pizza sponsor of the OHSAA. Aerie Sportswear, the official apparel provider of the OHSAA. And by Mercy Health, the care you need when you need it. And it's brought to you by the OHSAA Radio Network, which will broadcast all seven football state championship games live from Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, December 5th, 6th, and 7th. Before our guest interview this week, let's take a look at some of the interesting items of statewide interest this week in the regional finals. Of the 28 games this weekend, 10 matchups will feature the number 1 versus the number 2 seed in their region. Speaking of seeds, a total of 17 number 1 seeds are in the regional finals, along with 14 number 2 seeds, 7 number 3 seeds, and 6 number 4 seeds. That means that of the 56 teams playing this weekend, 12 of them went on the road in the first round. And as always, there are a few number 8 seeds that advanced to the third round, and this year is no different, as 3 number 8 seeds are still alive. More on that in the pairing segment coming up. There are 14 remaining undefeated teams alive in the playoffs, but it's interesting that none of them play each other this weekend in the regional finals. Two games this weekend will feature the number 1 versus number 2 ranked teams in the state in their respective division. More on that in a minute, though, from Chris Solwicki in this week's AP poll segment. And finally, there is one game this weekend that is a rematch of a state championship game from last year. That happens in Division II, Region 5, when Akron Archbishop Hoban takes on Massillon Washington, a game that Hoban won last year 42-28. Earlier this week, Scott Leo from Spectrum Television and the OHSAA Radio Network had the chance to sit down with the OHSAA's football administrator, Bo Rugg, to talk about next week's state semifinal pairings Here's what Bo Rugg had to say.
Getting ready for the state semifinals next week on the gridiron, Bo, and one of the things that comes up every time we get to this point, potential re-bracketing. So we have the regional brackets laid out, but it doesn't necessarily mean region 1 is going to play 2 or 3 is going to play 4, etc. What goes into re-bracketing and deciding what the matchups are going to be when we get to the Final Four?
Well, for the most part, Scott, we go with geographical. And so, you know, and sometimes you'll have region winners where you have three region winners from one area of the state and then a region winner from another area of the state. And so that's more of a jockey around. If you get it from all four corners, or you get it from a central and then three other corners, you try to match up the best you can geographically, keeping in mind where they're going to play the semifinal. For example, we do a lot of northwest and southwest because we can go up that I-75 corridor, and we've got five really good sites. So that plays into it in what sites can you really get. Sometimes it's just difficult because you get them from all over the place and you just do the best you can and try to project where they're going to be.
That was going to be my next question. We don't know who's going to advance yet to the semifinals, but do you already have that list of potential sites so that you can start looking as the results come in and figure out how that's going to work?
Yeah, actually, we send out Monday that to all potential sites and potential matchups. So in some divisions, that's a lot. There's as many as six or seven different scenarios. In some, it's locked in, and it just happens to work out great. That you say if, we send it to the site, if so-and-so beats so-and-so, you will get this game. And some sites it's, you're getting this game if you want it, because whoever beats whoever, it'll work there. And that's the value of sending that early, is to give them a heads up, and especially since it's Thanksgiving week, to make sure everything's good. And then we get things back from them if there's a problem on a day or whatever, and we may have to adjust and go to some other places.
What are some of the things that you look at for potential sites? Obviously, as we get further into the playoffs, there are less teams, so there are more sites to choose from, if you will. But what are some of the things that when we get to this point and you figure the crowds, in theory, could be getting bigger following their team with a potential trip to the state championship game. What do we have to have for a good state semifinal site?
Well, we're hoping they're bigger. That's true. We look at size is a big thing. Can it accommodate the game? We want the quality of the site to be state quality also, and we have a number of those in the state. But you're right. It shrinks. It's less on that. And so we want it to be a great experience. We go back to the people that we know provide those great experiences for everybody involved. And part of that is guys like you, the media, if they're going to be on TV, if they're going to have a lot of media there, or they're going to have a lot of radio stations, we need press box size and we need those types of things too that we don't have everywhere. So we look at everything combined to make sure it's a good semifinal worthy site.
Most of the time you're able to find a site that's pretty geographically centered. It may not be exact, and inevitably you'll hear from somebody who says, how come we had to travel this far, or we had to play in a stadium that is from a school in the other team's league, et cetera, et cetera. The message seems to constantly be, though, that you guys are just trying to provide that best experience and make it as close to centered geographically as possible to try and eliminate some of those concerns.
Exactly. And that is the message. And I'll give you an example from last year. It was a good one. We were going to get a Wheelersburg Johnstown semifinal. And I called Johnstown. I said, we have some sites more geographically centered, but I said, we have Jackson down there. And if you've ever been to Jackson, it is phenomenal. They do a great job. It's a first-class site, big enough, everything. But it's closer to Wheelersburg. And I told the people at Johnstown, I said, look, I'll go in the middle if you don't like this, but this is a better site. And they said, we'll take the better site. And they did. I'm glad they won. And it was a good thing. So it's just one of those things to where I want them to know we want to get them in the best site possible for the best experience.
Bo, always good to talk with you.
Thanks so much. Thanks for what you do.
All right. Along with Bo Rugg, this is Scott Leo. Back to you, Marty.
And again, our thanks to Bo Rugg and Scott Leo for that interview. And now this week's report on how the state's top-ranked teams, according to the Associated Press, match up in the playoffs. From the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Chris Solwecki with this week's report.
Thanks very much, Marty. 36 of the 70 teams in the final AP rankings of the season remain alive in this third week, regional finals week. That's one better than half for you who don't like to do math. There are big-time matchups in the regional final round, so let's get right to the pairings. Beginning in Division 7, Region 26, number 10, Hamler Patrick Henry, 9-3 versus number 3, Lipsick at 11-1. Lipsick and Patrick Henry only 8.75 miles apart geographically, but on Saturday night they'll be nose-to-nose in the regional championship. Also Division 7, Region 25, number 7, Lucas at 10-2 versus number 6, Cuyahoga Heights at 10-1. Division 6, Region 21, number 8, Mogador at 11-1 versus number 2, New Middletown Springfield, who is perfect at 12-0. Mogador is in the playoffs for the 33rd time. They stand alone in fourth place. This is also their 21st consecutive visit to the playoffs. In Division 5, Region 19, it's number 2, West Lafayette Ridgewood at a perfect 12-0 versus number 5, Ironton at 11-1. Ironton in the playoffs for the 35th time. That's tied for second all-time with Cincinnati Archbishop Moeller. In Division 5, Region 18, it's number 6, Orville at 11-1 versus Oak Harbor at 12-0. Division 4, no AP top team matchups. Only 3 of the AP top 10 remain in the playoffs in Division 4. Division 3, Region 11, number 2, Jonathan Alder, 12-0, versus number 1, Bishop Hartley, 11-1. This one will be a battle. It's one of two, one versus two matchups this weekend. Division 2, Region 8, number 9, Harrison at 11-1, takes on number 6, Cincinnati LaSalle at 10-2. Again, very close in proximity. These two clubs just 10.8 miles apart, but they will be very close on Friday night. Division 2, Region 5, number 3, Akron Archbishop Hoban at 11-1 versus number 1, Massillon Washington at 12-0. This is a rematch of last year's Division 2 state championship game. Hoban won that one 42-28. By the way, Hoban has 22 consecutive OHSAA playoff wins coming in to this weekend's matchup. Division 1, Region 4, number 4, Cincinnati Coleraine at 9-1 versus number 9, Cincinnati Elder at 10-2. Again, very close in proximity. These two clubs are just 8.5 miles apart. In Division 1, Region 1, the second of our one versus two matchups of the weekend, number 2, Lakewood St. Ed's at 11-1 versus number 1, Mentor at 12-0. Mentor defeated St. Ed all the way back in week one by the scantest of margins, the final score 29-28, Mentor on top. That'll do it for this week. Enjoy the games, everybody. For the OHSAA, I'm Chris Solwecki.
All right, Chris, thank you very much. Now let's allow our local stations to share a few messages from their local sponsors. When we return, we'll break down the first-round pairings and hear from radio announcers around Ohio. You are listening to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Max Preps is your source for high school sports. From schedules to stats, live scores, rosters, video, and photos, Max Preps has it all. And when you download the Max Preps app, you can add your favorite teams and get notified on the go. Have your own personalized scoreboards and stay updated on the latest news surrounding your high school team. As a proud partner of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, Max Preps wishes every student, athlete, and coach out there a very successful season.
Welcome to the home of Gridiron Legends, the newly renovated Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Walk among the immortals of football inside the Hall of Fame gallery. Here you can stand face to face with the men who built America's game. Relive the greatest moments of Super Bowl history in the Lamar Hunt Super Bowl Gallery and stand before the Vince Lombardi Trophy, while the NFL Today Gallery is home to the NFL's most recent record-breaking moments. Plan your visit to the Pro Football Hall of Fame today at ProFootballHOF.com.
The year was 1907. The Cubs won the World Series and the Ford Model R hit the assembly line. While here in Ohio, school administrators came together to form the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One thing that hasn't changed since 1907 is the dedication of the OHSAA to education-based athletics in Ohio. School sports teach responsibility, sportsmanship, and life lessons that stay with students long after their playing days are over. The OHSAA seeks to prepare students not for the next level of sport, but for the next level of life.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in? Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in Ohio. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association and the Ohio Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
The game is over, but this time, instead of asking how many goals did you score or what were your stats, try asking these questions. Were you a good teammate? Were you coachable? Did you give 100%? And did you have fun? Because those are the values that school sports instill in Ohio's young people, where winning and losing are secondary to the life lessons that will stay with kids long after their playing days are over. This is the Ohio High School Athletic Association. Educate through sports. Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And again, welcome back to this week's show. Time now to break down this weekend's regional championship playoff pairings across Ohio, as well as get regional reports from several stations. A reminder that, unless otherwise noted, all playoff games will kick at 7 o'clock this coming Friday and Saturday. We'll start, first of all, in Division 7. These games to be played on Saturday night at 7 o'clock with the kick times. We'll go to Region 25 first, where the number 1 seed is 10-1 Cuyahoga Heights. They'll face the number 2 seed, the 10-2 Cubs of Lucas. That game to be played at Canal Fulton Northwest. It's a matchup of the AP's number 6 and number 7 ranked teams, respectively. For Cuyahoga Heights, they're seeking their 4th straight Final Four appearance. They have 2 state runner-up finishes and no state titles in the last 3 years. For Lucas, back-to-back regional final appearances accompany the Cubs to this regional final. They lost to eventual state runner-up Gloucester Trimble 21-14 last year, the Cubs seeking their first football regional title in school history. Moving to Region 26, the top seed is 11-1 Lipsick. They'll face the number 3 seed, Hamler Patrick Henry. That game to be played in Defiance at Fred Brown Athletic Complex. It's the AP's number 3 and number 10 ranked teams, respectively, getting together. These two schools just 9 miles apart. Lipsick seeking its first football regional title in school history, and they have outscored playoff opponents 69-14 through their first 2 wins. For Patrick Henry, they're seeking their 7th Final Four appearance, and only their 2nd in this decade. The last time was in 2016. In Region 27, the number 1 seed is still alive. That's Canal Winchester Harvest Prep. They'll take their 11-1 mark to face the number 2 seed, the 9-3 Green Wave of Newark Catholic. That game to be played at Westerville Central Warhawk Field. Harvest Prep seeking its 2nd Final Four appearance. The first one came in 2016. Meantime, Newark Catholic, they're after their 26th Final Four appearance in program history, and they have outscored their playoff opponents 75-7 through a couple of games, including a 40-0 shutout of Shadyside in the regional semis. And rounding out Division 7 with Region 28, it's the number 8 seed, 9-3 New Bremen, facing the number 2 seed, 10-2 Maria Stein Marion Local. That game to be played in Wapakoneta. These two schools just 7 miles apart. It's a Midwest Athletic Conference matchup, but they did not play each other in the regular season. New Bremen is seeking its first football regional title in school history in its first appearance. Meantime, Marion Local, the frequent Flyers, the AP number 1 seed, they're seeking their 18th Final Four appearance in program history. They defeated Fort Loramie 24-21 in overtime in the regional semis. Marion Local scoring the touchdown with a minute remaining in regulation to force overtime. Let's move now to Division 6, and these games are Friday night with 7 o'clock kicks. In Region 21, the number 1 seed is New Middletown Springfield. At 12-0, they'll face the number 2 seed, 11-1 Mogador. That game to be played at Canfield South Range, Ralph and Doris Whitmer Field. It's the AP's number 2 and number 8 teams, respectively, squaring off. For Springfield, they're one of 2 undefeated teams remaining in Division 6, and they're seeking their first football regional title in school history. They knock off the 2018 Division 7 runner-up, Gloucester Trimble, in the regional semis 20-19 last week. Bogador trailed 14-6 with 2:31 remaining in their regional semi, but then scored twice in the final 2 minutes to defeat Beverly Fort Fry. They have back-to-back regional final appearances. They lost to eventual 2018 Division VI state champion Kirtland 20-14 last year. In Region 22, the number 8 seed is still alive, 7-5 carry. They'll face the number 3 seed, unbeaten 12-0 Howard East Knox, that game to be played in Marion. For Cary, they're seeking their third regional title and first since 1994. East Knox is one of two unbeaten teams remaining in Division VI. They have won both their playoff games by scores of 21-20. They're seeking their first football regional title in school history. In Region 23, the number 5 seed, the Rockets of Anna, they're 11-1. They'll face the number 3 seed, the 11-1 club from Archbold, that game to be played in Lima at Spartan Stadium. Anna, the AP's number 1 ranked team, seeking their first football regional title in school history. Archbold knocked off power programs Coldwater and Liberty Center by a combined 7 points in the first two rounds of the playoffs. They avenged a regular season loss to Liberty Center in a regional semis 31-30. They're seeking their sixth regional title and first since 1990. And in Region 24, the number 4 seed 10-2 Covington faces the number 6 seed, the 10-2 Mechanicsburg Indians. That game to be played at Piqua's Alexander Stadium. Covington seeking its fourth regional title and first since 1985. For Mechanicsburg, they've outscored their playoff opponents 80-14 in the first two games, and they're seeking their second regional title, the first one coming in 2013. Let's pause the pairings for a moment and bring in our first regional report. We head to West Central Ohio. Here's the voice of the Bowling Green Falcons from Lima's WIMA. Here's Todd Walker.
Thanks, Marty. Slim pickings at the regional final level for West Central Ohio. We'll start in Division 4, Region 14, where OG takes on Clyde at Findlay Saturday night. The Titans are making their 14th playoff appearance this year. It'll be their 6th time to the regional final. They've won only once in their previous 5 efforts. In Division 6, the Region 23 final will be contested in Lima Friday night as Anna battles Archbold. Most people have the Rockets as the favorite to win it all in Division 6, but their 2 wins in this playoff season equal their entire prior history. Meanwhile, Archbold is trying to wake up the echoes from the 80s, and an 11-year span from 1980 to 1990, they made the state semis 5 times, including a state title and a runner-up finish. Division 7, Region 26 final Saturday night at Defiance will feature Lipsick and Patrick Henry. The Lipsick Vikings have defeated 5 straight playoff teams, Liberty, Benton, Macomb, and Arlington in the regular season, and Mohawk and Edgerton in the postseason. Lipsick is in search of their first ever regional title. And the Division 7, Region 28 final at Wapakoneta Saturday features New Bremen and Marion Local, 2 teams from the mighty Midwest Athletic Conference who did not play during the regular season. The Cardinals are making a rare postseason appearance, just their 3rd, while Marion Local has won 17 regional championships, including 8 in a row, and has won 10 state championships. I'm Todd Walker from 1150 WIMA in Lima for the OHSAA Playoff Preview Show.
All right, Todd, thank you very much. Let's move on now to Division 5. Those pairings up next, and these games to be played Saturday night with 7 o'clock kicks. In Region 17, the number 1 seed is 12-0 Kirtland. They'll face the number 2 seed, 9-3 Akron Manchester. That game to be played at Bedford Bearcat Stadium. Kirtland, the AP's number 1 team and the defending Division 6 state champion, own a state record 27-game winning streak. That's tied with Cincinnati, Wyoming. The Hornets seeking their 8th regional title in program history, all coming in this decade. Manchester, meantime, is in its 2nd straight regional final appearance. They lost to eventual state champ Orville 43-19 last year. In Region 18, the number 1 seed is undefeated Oak Harbor at 12-0. They'll face the number 2 seed, 11-1 Orville. That game to be played in Elyrium. It's a matchup of the AP's number 3 and number 6th ranked teams, respectively. For Oak Harbor, they're seeking their 3rd regional title and first since 2006. Meantime, Orville's the defending Division 5 state champion, and they're seeking its 11th football regional title in school history. Let's move to Region 19, where the number 1 seed is 11-1 Ironton. They'll take on the number 2 seed, undefeated West Lafayette Ridgewood. That game to be played in Nelsonville at York-Boston Field. Ironton, seeking its 12th regional title in school history and first since 1999, has hammered its 2 playoff opponents to the tune of 87-13. Meantime, for Ridgewood, they're seeking their 2nd regional title and first since 2009. In Region 20, the number 4 seed is 11-1 West Liberty Salem. They'll take on the number 2 seed, the 11-1 Rough Riders of West Jefferson. That game to be played in Sydney. It's the AP's number 7 and number 8 ranked teams, respectively, in this get-together. It's a regular season rematch of an Ohio Heritage Conference North Division matchup that West Liberty Salem won 42-39 in week number 10 West Jeff's lone loss of the season, West Liberty Salem seeking its first regional title in school history. Let's pause the pairings for a moment. I mentioned a moment ago that matchup between Ironton and West Lafayette Ridgewood. Let's get more on that game from Chillicothe's WKKJ. Here's Mike Smith.
Thanks, Marty. It was a tough weekend for the football teams in the Southeast District. Only one team is left standing out of the seven that played last weekend. Ross, Southeastern, Waverly, Jackson, Wheelersburg, Trimble, and Waterford all lost, leaving only the victorious Ironton Fighting Tigers remaining in the Division V Region 19 finals. The computer rankings seemed to get it right in D5 Region 19, as the top two teams in the final regular season rankings will square off for the regional title. 11-1 Ironton is the top-ranked team, with unbeaten West Lafayette Ridgewood number two. Aside from their lone loss of the season, a 16-10 double overtime loss in Week 4 against Blazer of Ashland, Kentucky, no other team has come within 10 points of the Fighting Tigers the rest of the season. Ironton has outscored their opponents 469-69 this year. Ironton advanced with a 31-7 win over Amanda Clear Creek last weekend. The 12-0 Ridgewood Generals advanced to the finals with a 42-17 win over Wheatersburg last Saturday. The Generals have outscored their opponents this year 583-147. Their Saturday regional final will be played at Nelsonville York's Boston Field with kickoff at 7 p.m. I'm Mike Smith of WKKJ WBEX Radio in Chillicothe for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Mike, thank you very much. Let's move now to the pairings for Division IV. These games to be played on Saturday night with 7 o'clock kicks. In Region 13, the number 1 seed is 12-0 Perry. They'll face the number 2 seed, 10-2 Poland Seminary. That game to be played at Austintown Fitch's Greenwood Chevrolet Falcon Stadium. For Perry, they're after the school's second football regional title. The first one came in 2016. Poland Seminary is seeking its third regional title, and its first since 1999. Poland Seminary has not allowed a point in the playoffs yet. They've won their first two games by the combined score of 66-0. In Region 14, the number 8 seed is the Flyers of Clyde. They'll take on the number 6 seed, Ottawa Glandorf, at 9-3. That game to be played in Findlay. It's the only regional final in the state where two Week 11 road winners will meet. For Ottawa Glandorf, they're after their second football regional title in school history. The first one came in 2009. In Region 15, the number 1 seed is undefeated Newark Licking Valley at 12-0. They'll face the number 7 seed Bloom Carroll at 10-2. That game to be played in Columbus at St. Francis DeSales Alumni Stadium. Licking Valley's after its second straight Final Four appearance. Meantime, Bloom Carroll seeking its first football regional title in school history in what's believed to be their first ever regional final appearance. In Region 16, it's 12-0 Cincinnati, Wyoming, the number 1 seed facing the number 7 seed, 10-2 Germantown Valley View. That game to be played at Cincinnati Princeton. Wyoming's the AP's number 1 team and the defending Division 4 state champion. They've won a state record 27 games in a row. That's tied with Kirtland. It's the fourth straight regional final appearance for Wyoming. Meantime, Valley View's after its eighth regional title and first since 2002. All right, let's move on to Division 3. These games Friday night with 7 o'clock kicks. In Region 9, the number 4 seed is undefeated Aurora. They'll take their 12-0 mark to face the number 6 seed Chardon, who's 10-2. That game to be played in Solon. Aurora is one of two unbeaten teams remaining in Division 3. Chardon's after its 7th regional title and the school's first since 2003. In Region 10, the number 5 seed, the Blue Streaks of Sandusky, who are 9-3, they'll take on the number 2 seed, 11-1 Mansfield Senior. That game to be played in Clyde. It's a regular season rematch of a game played at the halfway point of the regular campaign, in which Mansfield Senior beat Sandusky 21-14. For the Blue Streaks, they also avenged their regular season loss to Norwalk in the regional semis 31-15. It's back-to-back regional final appearances for Sandusky. Mansfield Senior, meantime, they're after the school's first football regional title. In Region 11, it's the number 1 seed, Columbus Bishop Hartley, at 11-1, taking on the number 2 seed, Plain City Jonathan Alder. They're 12-0. That game to be played at Hilliard Darby Stadium. It's also a matchup of the AP's top two teams in the Division 3 poll this year. Hartley's after their 10th Final Four appearance all time and 7th this decade. Meantime, Jonathan Alder's one of two unbeaten teams remaining in Division 3. They're after the school's second regional title. The first one came in 2006. And rounding out Division 3 in Region 12, it's a battle of Rams. The 4th seed, Hamilton Baden, taking on the 7th seed, Trotwood Madison. The two teams, oh by the way, not only share a nickname, but also 9-3 records. It's the only regional final matchup in the state of two 9-win teams. Trotwood Madison's after its 10th regional title all time and 9th this decade. Hamilton Bade knocked off 2018 state runner-up Alter in the regional semis 38-21. Time now for another regional report. Let's head to Central Ohio, and here's Brent Ford from the Central Ohio Sports Network.
Well, thank you, Marty. Central Ohio High School football has many representatives across many divisions this weekend for the regional finals. Division 7 has Canal Winchester Harvest Prep at 11-1, taking on Newark Catholic 9-3, that game being held at Warhawk Field, Westerville Central. Division 5 has West Liberty Salem taking on West Jeff. Both teams going in at 11-1, being played at Sydney Memorial Stadium. These teams met in Week 10 with Liberty Salem edging West Jeff 42-39. Division 4 finds 12-0 Licking Valley taking on 10-2 Bloom Carroll at Alumni Stadium, St. Francis DeSales. Big battle in Division 3, Region 11, as 11-1 Bishop Hartley takes on 12-0 Jonathan Alder, that game being played at Hilliard Darby Stadium. Division 2 has the 7-5 Olentangy Braves taking on 12-0 Toledo Central Catholic, that game being played in Tiffin. Division 1, Region 2, has 10-2 Dublin Kaufman taking on 11-1 Springfield at Bolas Field, London High School. Region 3 of Division 1, no slouch either, as 10-2 Groveport Madison takes on 11-1 Pickerington Central. These two teams met in the regular season, with Groveport Madison getting the win 19-14 in Week 4. This game to be played at Alumni Stadium, St. Francis Sales, here in Columbus. I'm Brent Ford from Central Ohio Sports Network for the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Brent, thank you very much. Let's move now to Division II. These games are Friday night with 7 o'clock kicks, and we'll start off with one of the more highly anticipated matchups in perhaps all of the Ohio High School Athletic Association football playoffs this year. It's in Region 5, where the top seed 12-0 Massillon Washington will face the number 3 seed 11-1 Akron Archbishop Hoban, the game to be played at Akron's Infocision Stadium. It's a matchup of the AP's number 1 and number 3 ranked teams, respectively. It's also a rematch of last year's Division II state championship game, where Hoban beat Massillon 42-28. Massillon has outscored its two playoff opponents 90-7, while Hoban is the two-time defending Division II state champion, and they've won four straight titles overall. We'll move to Region 6, where the number 1 seed is 12-0 Avon. They'll face the number 2 seed, 11-1, Avon Lake. The schools are 4.5 miles apart. It's a regular season rematch of a Southwestern Conference game where Avon beat Avon Lake 13-12 in Week 1, Avon Lake's only loss of the regular season. Moving on now to Region 7, where the top seed is undefeated Toledo Central Catholic at 12-0. They'll face the number 6 seed, Lewis Center Olentangy. The Braves are 7-5. The game's at Tiffin Columbia and Frost Cownow Stadium. Central Catholic seeking its 8th regional title all time and 6th this decade. Meantime, Olentangy's the lone team remaining in Division 2 that won a road game in the first round of the playoffs. And rounding out Division 2, we'll go to Region number 8, where it's the number 1 seed, 10-2 Cincinnati LaSalle, meeting the number 3 seed, 11-1 Harrison. The game to be played at Westchester Lakota's West Firebird Stadium. The two schools are just 11 miles apart. LaSalle's outscored its opponents 77-7 in its two playoff games, while Harrison's after the school's second regional title. The first one came in 1988. Going back to that big Region 6 matchup between Avon and Avon Lake, those two schools, again, just 4.5 miles apart. It's an enormous game for a lot of reasons, of course, with the playoffs on the line, but it's also a huge rivalry game. Here's Michael Kelly from Oberlin's WOBL with more on Avon meeting Avon Lake.
Top-ranked 12-0 Avon and number 2 11-1 Avon Lake are neighboring communities in Lorain County and foes in the Southwestern Conference. Coaches Matt Kostelnik for Avon Lake and Mike Elder in Avon with a tremendous amount of respect for each other's programs, but the distinct separation is clear. The first time you hear Elder refer to their chief rival simply as Lake. They're going to face off Friday night at North Ridgeville High School. At 15 to 20 minute drive makes that a home game of sorts for both districts. There's a history here too. Besides regular season showdowns, it's their second meeting in the playoffs. Avon Lake won a first round matchup in 2016, 27-26. That avenged a 31-7 loss earlier in the season. Can they do it again? The same Avon team beat them opening week in another thriller, 13-12. Avon Lake's suffocating defense continued to dominate, forcing 5 turnovers in a 31-21 semifinal win over Wadsworth. fourth. That included a fumble recovery by Caden Viancourt, returned for a touchdown, tied the game at 21. Quarterback Michael Corbo called that the turning point as the Shoremen put up the final 10 points of the game, sealing that win. And despite the victory, look back and the Shoremen had only allowed 56 points all season, including six shutouts, exactly what a semifinal matchup should bring. For Avon, this is their third straight regional final appearance. The Eagles' next man up philosophy put to the ultimate test when senior running back Nick Perusek went down early in the year with injury. Junior Devon Hunter stepped up and bowled over opponents. They beat Benedictine in the semis last week, 49-28. Without quarterback Danny Zay, he injured his throwing elbow in the semis against Worcester. Nico Pappas finished off that game, 110 yards rushing, 54 passing. Versus the Bengals, he had 172 yards rushing, 116 in the air before he went down with injury himself. That thrust sophomore Chase Myers into action. He had 54 yards passing, and Hunter churned it out on the ground, 206 yards, a career-high 5 touchdowns on 31 carries. Eagles' defense also cannot be overlooked, opponents averaging just 12 points a game against them. And there is a third factor, this being up along the Lake Erie shoreline. Mother Nature's going to be a party to this game. 34 degrees forecast for kickoff. I'm Michael Kelly.
Michael, thank you very much. Let's move on now to the games in Division 1, and they are Friday night at 7 o'clock. In Region 1, the number one seed is 12-0 Mentor. We'll take on the number two seed, 11-1 Lakewood St. Edward. That game to be played at Parma Byers Field at Robert M. Bolton Stadium. It's a matchup of the AP's number one and number two ranked teams. It's also a regular season rematch. Mentor beat St. Ed 29-28 in week number one, the only loss for St. Ed's this year. It's also a 2018 regional final rematch. St. Ed beat Mentor 24-14. Mentor's the lone undefeated team remaining in Division One. St. Ed is the defending Division One state champion. In Region 2, it's the number 1 seed, 11-1 Springfield, taking on the number 3 seed, 10-2 Dublin Kaufman. That game to be played at London's Bowles Field. Springfield seeking its first football regional title in school history. In Region 3, the number 4 seed is 10-2 Groveport Madison. They'll take on the number 2 seed, the Tigers of Pickerington Central, who are 11-1. That game to be played at St. Francis DeSales Alumni Stadium in Columbus. The two schools are just 7 miles apart on the east side of Columbus. It's a regular season rematch of an Ohio Capital Conference game that Groveport won 19-14 in Week 4, Pickerington Central's only loss of the season. Groveport Madison avenged a regular season loss to top seed Olentangy Liberty last week in the regional semis 13-7. They've won their first two playoff games against power programs, Hilliard-Davidson and Olentangy Liberty, by a combined 7 points. Groveport's looking for its second regional title in school history, the first coming in 2009. For Pickerington Central, they're after their fourth straight Region 3 final appearance. And rounding out Division 1 in Region 4, it's the number 4 seed Cincinnati Elder at 10-2, taking on the number 3 seed 11-1 Cincinnati Colerain, the game to be played in Mason. It's the AP's number 9 and number 4 teams, respectively, the schools 8 miles apart. It's a 2018 regional final rematch. Colerain won last year 42-0. Elder's after its sixth regional title and first since 2009. Colerain, meantime, seeking its third straight regional title and fourth in 5 years. That'll do it for this week's regional final pairings. Let's step aside for a few messages from the OHSAA, and when we return, we'll wrap up this edition of the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show.
Spectrum News One, a new kind of news channel dedicated to refreshing storytelling and empowering communities across the Buckeye State. With your local forecast every 10 minutes and all of the essential news you need 24/7. Plus, in-depth shows and exclusives focused on your community. Always Ohio, always refreshing, always on. We are Spectrum News One, exclusively on Spectrum.
The Ohio High School Athletic Association State Championships are the pinnacle of every high school season.
It is up and it is good! A game-winning field goal from 31 yards away, and that is how Hartley repeats as the Division IV state champions.
The OHSAA Radio Network brings you the play-by-play call for the football championships and the state tournaments in girls and boys basketball, baseball, and softball.
Base hit the center field, and the ball game is over. The Defiance Bulldogs have just won the Ohio State Division II baseball title.
With more than 60 partner radio stations, the OHSAA Radio Network delivers countless memories from OHSAA championships.
They're certainly peaking at the right time, clicking on all cylinders coming into the state tournament.
On the air, online, and on your mobile device, you're listening to the OHSAA Radio Network.
Let's take a time out to talk about educational athletics. That means the school sports are an extension of the classroom. Student-athletes earn the privilege of participation in sports by succeeding during the school day first before they put on the team uniform after. Student-athletes prove that with better attendance records, higher GPAs, and fewer discipline issues than non-student-athletes. That's what it means to be a part of the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
This message presented by the Ohio High School Athletic Association.
Welcome back to the OHSAA Football Playoff Preview Show. For the OHSAA Radio Network, here's Marty Bannister.
And we welcome you back one more time to this week's edition of the show. Before we wrap it up, a reminder that complete statewide playoff brackets are available on the OHSAA website at OHSAA.org, along with preview notes and the football playoff histories of every team in the 2019 playoffs. Looking ahead to the state championships, all session tickets are on sale through the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, including special group ticket price, special rates, and a ticket package that includes indoor access in the stadium club during and after every game. In our next playoff preview show, we'll go inside the state semifinal pairings. On behalf of the Ohio High School Athletic Association, I'm Marty Bannister. The OHSAA Playoff Preview Show has been a production of the OHSAA Radio Network.